When the war in Iraq is long over, ethicists and historians will sift through the events and deliver their own judgments. Britain's wartime leader Winston Churchill once said that history would judge him kindly because he intended to write it. Not everyone enjoys that privilege. History is littered with forgotten heroes and forgotten moments. With us to talk about a few of them is Rick Beyer, the author of Greatest Stories Never Told, 100 Tales from History to Astonish, Bewilder, and Stupefy. He joins us from Boston. Welcome, Mr. Beyer.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, I think one story in particular captures the spirit of this small volume, and that is the story of Bjarni, the Viking explorer from around the time of Erik the Red and Leif Erikson. Tell us about that story.
Bjarni was on his way to Greenland, and he was at sea, and he got caught in a terrible storm. And the storm blew him off course for days and days, and when the skies finally cleared, they could see land ahead, but they knew that it wasn't Greenland because it didn't have all the fjords and everything that they would recognize as being Greenland. This land looked totally unfamiliar, and Bjarni didn't realize it, but he'd crossed the Atlantic, and he was now offshore of Canada. Now, this could have been a defining moment in history. If he'd landed there, he could have been the first European person to discover America. But Bjarni was not interested in going down in history, and he just wanted to get back to where he was headed, so he refused to get out of the boat. And all his crew, they said, we want to try to land. And he said, nope, not interested. He turned around and headed back to Greenland. And so Bjarni Herjolfsson became the man who didn't discover America. But when he got back a few years later, he was telling this story to one of his friends, Leif Erikson. And Leif Erikson was so interested in this that he actually bought Bjarni's boat and headed back out and made some history of his own.
Mm-hmm. So it's the story of the explorer whose curiosity did not get the best of him.
There's a great quote from Flatey Yarbok, the Norse sagas. Many thought he lacked curiosity, and for this reason he was somewhat slandered.
Mm-hmm.
So even then, they knew that he'd kind of
screwed up,
flubbed a big opportunity.
Give us a couple of your favorites from these forgotten moments in history.
One of my favorites is a story of how three cigars changed the course of the Civil War. It happened in 1862, and the Confederate Army had invaded the North. The Union Army under General George McClellan was trying to find them, and it was a very critical time in the Civil War. And one day, the Union Army is marching through Maryland, and they stop for a rest, and an Indiana regiment stops in a certain field, and they see a couple of guys see on the ground three cigars. So they say, wow, this is terrific. Three cigars, they're wrapped in a piece of paper. They grab the cigars to smoke them, and then one of them thinks to look at the piece of paper. And his curiosity changes history, because what's on that piece of paper are the marching orders to the Confederate Army. They'd been lost by a Confederate officer, and now this Union soldier had found them. So they pass the paper up to General McClellan, and General McClellan says, with this paper, if I can't whip Bobby Lee, they should send me home. And he launches the Union Army out into attack. And the result of this is the Battle of Antietam, still the bloodiest single day in American history, mm-hmm. and a very critical battle in the Civil War. And it never would have unfolded the way it did but for three cigars.
Mm-hmm. What are the threads that run through these stories?
One is the idea that everything that ever happened almost didn't, and vice versa. And there's some schools of history, some of the people who teach history sort of think of it as a predetermined events, you know, that these economic forces or these social forces move together and it's almost inevitable then that things happen. But when I look at history and I look at the kinds of stories that I've collected in this book, I get a very different sense that it's people making their own snap judgments or doing what they need to do in a certain situation who end up changing the course of things, sometimes quite radically.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think these stories are relatively unknown? Why is it that we're surprised by them?
Historical memory is very short. So some of the stories in the book were well known 50 years ago or 100 years ago or whenever, and they've been supplanted by more and more information. And although the title of the book is The Greatest Stories Never Told, it's artistic license. All the stories have been told someplace, otherwise it wouldn't be possible to find them.
Rick Beyer produces history documentaries for television and is the author of The Greatest Stories Never Told. Well, it's a fun book. Thanks very much.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.